In this lesson, we'll talk about some common mistakes that stink that leasing makes. So the first is, many leasing specialists make the mistake of when somebody calls, one of the first questions is when are you looking to move? And then they'll look at availability based on the time frame that the person gave them. So you're pigeonholing yourself if you do that, because what if they're flexible in their move time and you're only considering a time frame which they gave you, which might not actually be their time frame. So that's one. And then two is actually thinking that that might be when they're looking to move. So when somebody lets you know their time frame, a great question to ask. So it's very personal to say, you know, why is that your time frame? That stinks. That they don't appreciate that. They don't like that. A very safe question to ask, not personal, is when somebody tells you the time frame, to say, is that when your current lease expires? It's not personal. It's very neutral. And they'll give you the information that you need. They'll tell you that they might not actually be in a lease. They'll tell you this is their first apartment. They'll tell you all sorts of things, and it doesn't stink. You'll find out the information that is needed. So the first time this happened, I was shadowing a leasing specialist on the team, and quiet, didn't say anything on the tour. The whole thing goes through. We're walking back to the leasing office, and at the beginning, the prospect had said that they were looking to move in 3 months. And I finally piped up and I said, oh, I'm just curious, is that when your current lease expires? And they said, no, I'm not actually in a lease. And leasing specialist got all excited, and the person ended up applying and moving in within, you know, a week and a half or so. And then that person has been able to teach that lesson to others on the team, and they've repeated that. You know, this happens. We have weekly leasing calls, and folks will, you know, will have a lot of tours, but very few applications. And the feedback is, you know, oh, people are looking 3 months out. So then we'll remind, you know, when they say that they're looking 3 months out, ask the question, oh, you know, is that when your current lease expires? Because it could be that that's not, that they're not tied to that time frame. But you don't want to ask a question that stinks by saying, you know, why is that your time frame? Or some people even say, is that flexible? In my opinion, it's a far better question to ask, is that when your current lease expires? The second thing that stinks is people try to, quote unquote, build a rapport, and they do very cliche salesy tactics of commenting on things. So let me start with a story here. There was a CEO who had a picture of a family on his desk, and he had this big fish, you know, mounted on his wall behind his head, behind him on the wall. And somebody, a salesperson, came into his office to pitch him, made a comment about it. And the CEO said, no, this is not my family, and I didn't catch this fish. I just have this here. So salespeople have something to say. So when you want to comment on people's shoes or clothes or the weather, all these cliche things, remember you want to be different, and you don't want to stink. And remember that most salespeople will try to, you know, get people to like them. And so you want to be genuine, and you don't, you know, don't talk about yourself. You want to be genuinely curious and interested in them, and not don't do what everybody else is doing. So those are two areas which I think are common mistakes that folks make that stink. So try those out. Let me know how they work.